Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
A bottle of vodka should always be in the freezer. Is that right? Thanks very much. A bit early for that, but thanks for the tip. Susan, good morning.
Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
I'm great. I've spoken about so many things in the newspapers this morning about the world and events around the planet Earth. And do you know what our friends listening today want to talk about?
Freezer food and how long you should keep things in the freezer.
I'm just not a fan.
No, and I'm not a fan either. And I kind of made a really big mistake recently. Let me tell you, my lovely daughter, my youngest lovely daughter was 17 recently.
Yeah.
Got in from work and was intent on making her birthday cake, but you know what? That went by the wayside. So I ran to the freezer and opened the tin box, and here was a cake with her name on it. I thought, brilliant, this will do. Now, I have to say, Ryan, it was a cream cake.
In the freezer?
Yeah.
In your freezer?
A cream cake in the freezer. With her name on, I thought, okay, God is good to me today. So I took it out and kind of left it to frost, and I put all those wonderful sprinkly things and icing sugar and put it on a different plate so it really looked as if I'd been slaving all afternoon. And that night, anyway, my very astute Virgo friend is up. I'm a Gemini, by the way.
So yeah, you and me both. Okay.
She's Virgo, so she kind of notices everything. And we're just about to cut into the cake, and she says, Susan, this is very cold. And I said, yeah, it was cold in the back room. And she says, no, was this frozen? And I said, okay, I admit it was frozen. But I said, you know, it was obviously, from recently. And, of course, she goes, the Virgo thing, and she looks at the design, and she goes, Susan, this was from 5 years ago from Lainey's confirmation.
Oh, that is disgusting.
It is now.
Imagine how contaminated and manky that is, that cake.
And it is, but we didn't eat it, Ryan. We did not eat it. Now, here's the end of the story. I left it out for the dog.
Poor dog.
And I like one of my dogs. The other one is...
Obviously not a big fan of the other one, yeah?
Psycho head. And anyway, my husband came in unexpected that night. We're all sitting watching wonderful Game of Thrones.
Yes.
And he comes in with the biggest piece of birthday cake. And we all look over and I just kind of, you know that woman look, say nothing. He's halfway through the cake and... He's eating away, and I said, no, I'm not going to tell him that he's just eaten a cake that's 5 years old.
5 years old.
Because I will hear it, sorry now, being a man, that he's got food poisoning, he's dying, and I'll have to go to A&E. So we just let him eat the whole piece of cake, and I set my alarm for about 6 o'clock the next morning so I could get up and give the cake to the dog very quickly the next morning. So that's my freezer story.
So what happened to the husband? I presume he was bent
over. No, he's still alive, and he will never know any better unless someone tells him today that I've been on the radio.
So he didn't get sick?
No, he was perfect. So you know, take that from what you want from that, really, from the cream cake, from the confirmation from 5 years ago.
I feel slightly unwell thinking about it. But then your husband, you know, he survived. He's a survivor.
He did. He is a survivor. Yes, he is a survivor. There you go.
Okay.
There
you go. Thank you for sharing that story.
No problem. No problem.
That's
have
a lovely
a
start
day.
To my day. Thank you, Susan.
Yes. Okay. Have a good day. Bye. Bye-bye.